Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, once again. It is the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Wednesday, May 29th. Here's where you may have missed on the show today. There was a survey asked of what people like to talk least about, which means we got to talk about it.
Should be religion and politics, because that's never changed, guys.
It is. It's not. It is on the list, but it is not on the top spot, according to the Awkward Silences survey conducted. And they found that 20% of those said that they try to avoid most would be embarrassing conversations about embarrassing health issues.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is interesting. Apparently, too, there's men are more likely to, I guess, spill their stories.
Yeah, guys, we have no filter. That's our problem. But yeah, pretty much 20% of people surveyed said that the embarrassing health issues is the least likely thing that they like to talk about, followed by 18% said sex, 17% said both money and religion or politics. I thought this was fun. 15% just don't like small talk in general. And then 13% who named relationship issues, you know, like Steve hasn't gone home yet, stuff like that. So there you go.
That's a birthmark that occurs during times of high stress. No, it's nothing.
Sorry about that. I think you can make a cake for that, too. Let's talk about Amazon, because they're creeping us out even more so. Not only are they listening to our conversations, watching what we're doing, but apparently they're working on clothing and items that will actually tell us, will actually read our emotions and tell us what we need to do.
Is this like
this is creepy. I'm thinking, like, what is it going to know if I'm being a jerk, so it's going to zap me? Yeah. Or
I'm wondering, is it like an Alexa you wear around your neck, like Flavor Flav? is that the deal?
Don't know what it is, but they say the device would be worn on the wrist, so I guess no, it'd be wrong. But they say it would report a health and wellness. It would be reportedly a health and wellness product, but I guess what it would do is it would figure out your emotional state just from the sound of your voice.
Oh, just and, listening to you.
Yeah, and then offer assistance in interacting more effectively with others. So,
all right, here's
the deal. Janie, you're right. It'll
the last thing I need is a robot's advice on how to interact with other people. Plus, that's just a ruse. They really just want another opportunity to listen to everything that we're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Follow you around and know exactly what you're buying, so they can offer products every time you go online.
I didn't order breath mints. Alexa, what are you saying?
Cut it out.
Let's see. Triggers that make us use our phones most. And it is true. You think about this. You gave a great example, Janie. When you're at a traffic light, 9 times out of 10, what do?
Yeah, just pull up the phone, open it. Even if I'm doing nothing but just scrolling through Instagram, I always open it. And I thought to myself the other day, why am I doing this? Like, I drove all through my 20s without having to look at my phone every 2 seconds.
It's crazy it's crazy how any time, sometimes when I'm watching a show and it gets into boring dialogue, I'll bring out my phone. And knowing that I just had it like 2 seconds ago, nothing's changed on it, but I'm bringing it up. Yeah. So,
and usually, Chris, the boring dialogue is the stuff that moves the plot. So you should probably pay attention to that.
Is that a Game of Thrones reference I should be paying attention to?
No, that's just in general. Oh, usually when there's dialogue, there's plot movement.
That's true, though.
They say that here, what they've done is the researchers have believed that they've identified the most common triggers that prompt us to just mindlessly grab our phones. So knowledge is power. Try and self-police with this. Number one on the list is your phone, is to pick up your phone during unoccupied moments. And that would be kind of like sitting at a traffic light or in a meeting or something like that. And what they say is a lot of times boredom, although they say it's bad, is actually kind of good for your mind. They say the thought of not having to think of something actually is when your mind can wonder and perhaps be creative.
That's right.
And it is kind of true. When I'm stuck and needing an idea for something, I'll get up and walk around to kind of clear my mind. And when I come back, I'd sit down, and voila, it instantly appears. Yeah. So having something to do, just doing nothing, is actually not that bad.
You know, trigger is the perfect word for this, because like people who are cigarette smokers, there are things that trigger the smoke, like after a meal, after loving. I mean, there are certain times where they have one, where after breakfast, there's times when they have them, whether they need it or not. It's more of a trigger out of habit.
Yep.
And I think we're doing the same thing with our phones. So these are unlit cigarettes is what
they
we
are.
Have here.
It's so funny when you mention that with cigarettes, too. When I was smoking, there were points on my drive home.
Points where time to light the cigarette.
I didn't
right?
really yeah. want a cigarette, but this is the time you light a cigarette because you know you'd right. be finished by the time you got home.
It was more,
oh, that's interesting.
More of a habit than a habit.
Yeah, really.
A habit of a habit.
They say another bad phone habit is to check it before or during tedious or repetitive tasks. They say it's natural that when your mind gets trapped into something tedious or repetitive, it wants to escape. But what actuality is, it kind of slows you down. It's like when you multitask too much. You're doing too little bit, not an, you're too spread too thin. So therefore, everything takes a lot longer to get accomplished. And then finally, accepting a message or anticipating a message or a notification. It is annoying.
It'll let you know. Okay, it'll buzz. It'll ring. It'll flash a light. What do you want it to do? Walk over and tap you on the shoulder?
Yeah. I mean, when you're in the middle of a conversation and somebody picks up the phone and starts looking down, and they're going,
This is more important than whatever we were talking
about. Yeah, first off, it just tells me that...
Slap me in the face.
...that I mean nothing to you. And then secondly, you're not paying attention to my conversation, which means I'm just going to stop, and then I'll pick it up when you're finished because I don't want to repeat myself.
I'm sorry.
Well, and with me, I just tell people in advance, like, hey, I'm expecting to receive something from someone that I've been waiting to hear back from, so I'm not trying to be rude if something comes in.
Oh.
But I also usually try not to even do that. Like, if I'm with somebody, I just don't... I turn my phone off.
On the other side of that, I apologize for slapping the phone out of your hand. Sorry, I slapped your device. I just panicked. That was me, not you.
Plus, if they're texting, I'll just send them a text like, hey, I'm right across from you. Just to let them know. A little passive aggressive there. Burnout actually will become a medical condition, which means your insurance will have to cover it as of 2022.
But you can't burn out for a couple of years ago, so just hold that burn.
Build
it.
Yeah, let the kindling grow there. The World Health Organization says, yes, they've actually come up with a definition of burnout, which is chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed. Symptoms including feelings of energy, depletion, and exhaustion, increased mental distance from one's job, or feelings of negativism or cynicism related to one's job, and a reduced professional efficiency.
I think you're on low battery is what that is.
Yeah, it really is true. And you just don't become productive. And sometimes, people just think that you're being lazy, but it's not that you're lazy. You're just burnt out. And this actually is a problem for one of the biggest burnout professions in our society, and that's physicians. They say physician burnout costs the healthcare systems $4.6 billion annually, with poor overall quality of patient care, lower patient satisfaction, and malpractice lawsuits because we're just kind of burnt out.
Highly trained people getting out of that business because of the ridiculous paperwork they have to do nowadays.
Yeah, there's just so much because you already work the hours, and then you just have all that overtime that you're having to put
in.
You're
typing after work as many hours as you were just at work. And it's not doctoring, it's just typing.
And, it's not just doctoring, it's a lot of jobs. Even if somebody is as simple as working, like I say, even a toll booth, there's a point where you're just not paying attention, and therefore you just need a little bit of a break. So, again, perhaps maybe the prescription for this would be a vacation, since a lot of us don't take one.
Or some exercise or a little sleep or change the routine up a little bit.
Yeah. You know? 1 in 7 millennials have no idea how to read a paper map. That could be a problem.
Now, why isn't that a reality show where we take millennials, we drop them behind enemy lines somewhere, and all you have are maps and dial telephones?
To their defense, though, I used to carry maps in my car all the time, like state maps, regional maps, and even city maps.
Right.
I don't carry them anymore because my phone doesn't.
You got a device right here. But what happens when the device doesn't work anymore?
Yeah, and that's what they say. The difference is that the older generations, 44% of them, said that they felt very confident in their ability to actually read a traditional map. Only 19% of millennials felt the same.
I'm going to do a map in cursive writing and just...
And, they say, the authors say that, the technology is great. It allows you to travel and go different places and stuff like that. But, you still need that essential life skill of learning how to read a map just in case you'd have no cell signal or you forget your device or your battery goes dead.
Yeah, when my brother and I were traveling in Toronto, we ran into that problem. And I really wished for a map. I was like, because, we didn't think about it the first day we were going around. And I was like... Oh, wait a minute. We suddenly lost service and we were having to find cafes or something with Wi-Fi just to go in and type in the directions and then screenshot the map and then, it's just a mess. But and then your phone battery is being used constantly because you're looking at photos and keeping it on the whole trip. So it's just easier to have a map.
Keep checking it for messages just in case they come, every once in a while when I'm
stopped
at a red light. It is funny. I apologize to both of you because I kept making a reference. Come to find out when I did the story, researched it, is a Southern California reference, and I kept referring to something called a Thomas Guide. And
I remember the Thomas guy. That was a secret way to get around Los Angeles, all the back roads.
Yeah,
use the interstates.
Well, it was the map of the area, but there were little blocks of numbers. There's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and whatever, and it would correspond to a page, and you'd open it up, and it'd be like a very detailed map of the area. And honestly, before the GPS and being from California, being late to an appointment was never an excuse. You could never say I was late because of traffic. So I would take about 20 or 30 minutes before I got on the road. I would study the maps.
Yeah, plot out a route.
I'd have to plot out several routes just in case there was an accident. So in my head, I can figure out what's going on.
Those interstates shut down and nothing moves on those things. And there's no way on or off. You know?
Maybe it's not a bad idea to pick up a map and kind of play around with the kids and have them do a little spot seeing and see how things go. And then finally, we learn how we can pimp out your luggage with the image of your pet. We'll start with a pet anyways. There's a company called Firebox. They say they can customize your luggage with a photograph of your pet's face big enough to spot across the baggage claim area. It's called
My baby. Yeah. I know that's my suitcase.
Come here, sweetie. Big sweetie. The pet head case. Actually, it's a spandex cover that will go over your suitcase. So you can use it on any suitcase. Mm-hmm. But the idea is that it's a picture of your pet. Or it can be a picture of you if you want.
Or an alligator, or the head of a lion, or a dinosaur, or
anything you'd like.
Like creative, I guess. Right?
Yeah, they say they range in price anywhere from $26 to $38. Takes about 2 weeks to get delivered once you get them the picture. And we did think it was kind of funny that it'd be funny to put Storm's face on there, maybe and overpack the suitcase just to see him grimace. As we go.
Why does Storm have chipmunk cheeks today? Janie, did you overpack?
I'm sorry. I think Storm, he might be holding, he might need to go to the bathroom. Looks like that face is like he really
so
has to
funny.
Go.
His eyes are watering.
If you're interested in the links for this, they're at our website at ktk985.com. Of course, we're live every day, Monday through Friday, between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
And if I wasn't Mega Millions, I might not see you tomorrow. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye. See you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.